two, one.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Hong Kong, Santiago, Chile, Helsinki, Marrakesh to Cheyenne, Wyoming, we are the Tastemakers. Welcome, everybody, and good morning, good afternoon, and good evening across the globe to the Tastemakers.
Welcome back. We were off last week, off to Vegas, and so we had a rerun.
An off day. However, like you said, a rerun. The show still continues. With us here or with us not, the show does go on.
24/7, 365. You can listen to us on your mobile device, your laptop, desktop, anywhere. And if you miss an episode, go to the website and run it back.
Well, happy Tuesday to everybody, and let's start off by saying
happy
thank
post-Emmy Tuesday.
Well, I was going to start off by saying thank you to our sponsor, Ranch Organic, Ranch-Organics and Steamboat Soap Company.
Great stuff.
From Steamboat Springs, Colorado. When you get a chance, get out there, get on the website, purchase their stuff, or get out to Anthropologie, right?
Anthropologie stores and, nationwide and in England. That's pretty good stuff.
Ranch Organics is making honey-based soaps and luxurious cream bath soaps for the tub right now as we speak.
Gosh, it sounds almost good enough to eat.
We recently got a box of samples of their stuff.
Thanks, Debbie. I like that. Did you take a look at that men's cream that
I
you
did?
Yeah, real nice.
That's the Steamboat stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's Steamboat Bath Company.
The logo is a little different.
Yeah, I like it.
Same bottle, but the logo is a little different.
Did I smell extra good today coming in? Because I've got lathered up over.
I could smell. I did. So that was the
Ranch. No, that was Steamboat Soap Company. Lotions, potions, and creams.
You know, she's probably in the barn right now. I think she's like us, Mark. 247-365, constantly making those products.
In today's economy. You have to be working at 24/7, 365.
You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to elevate your brand, your status, who you are, what you are, where you're going.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go, what you want to do, you've got to be it.
So, again, get out there and get that stuff. And I'm glad she shipped that out quick, too. She said, I'm going to get it to you. I think we got it in 2 days.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it's coming from Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Not too far.
Not too far, but...
Good stuff.
Debbie, I hope you're enjoying the day, and thanks a lot for being involved with the show and being involved with our recent events.
If it wasn't for sponsors like Ranch Organics and Steamboat Soap Company, we wouldn't be here. The show wouldn't be possible, and Wow Creations, as our core business, would cease to exist.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So thanks again, Debbie. Thanks again. I had the pleasure of meeting her husband a couple weeks ago at one of our events. We'll talk about that later in the show, but I like the cowboy hat he was wearing.
Yeah, I do, too. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I was thinking about, you know, we're going to Edmonton next week for the Canadian Country Music Awards.
Yep.
Thought that would be cool if we'd walk around with some cowboy hats.
I got a couple Shady Grady. I was thinking about bringing mine, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing is am I going to have to wear it on the plane? And if so, you can't wear it once you get on there. Am I going to carry it in my backpack?
Yeah, I know. It's really not feasible. I'd like to have that as a different look this time. We've done this show 3 years, but we'll see what happens.
We'll talk more about that later in the show. But again, I do
have
a lot
on the slate today. A lot on the slate.
I got my Shady Grady hat. Is he still around?
I got it.
That was it, right? Back in the
Shady Grady,
early 80s, that was the big
Jose
thing.
Jose Bear was wearing it. Yeah. Urban Cowboy, Dallas. I mean,
what was the name of
Howard and Phil's?
Oh, Howard and Phil's.
Yeah.
Boy, that was the store, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're still around.
I doubt it.
Well, Mark, let's start off the program like we usually do every Tuesday morning.
Oh?
By wishing happy birthday to all the celebrities out there. And
sounds great.
Yeah, right?
Who we got? Who's on our list today?
Not a lot today. You know, sometimes we have an overwhelming amount, but here's a name. Let's see if this rings a bell with you. Kiki Palmer.
Kiki Palmer.
What was John Travolta's name in Get Shorty? Chili Palmer.
Chili Palmer, right.
Okay. Kiki Palmer. She's an actress. She's 26 today, so happy birthday, Kiki. The name sounds familiar. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to review and investigate her body of work, but the name sounds familiar. I can't place her. I mean, does the name sound familiar to you?
What, you're talking about Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, sort of, but
Speaking of Chili Palmer, remember we were doing that one episode of Storage Wars? They had that extra added buyer on. His name was Chili. He looked like a biker.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I says, Chili, I bet you get asked all the time, Chili Palmer, right?
Yeah.
He never even heard of Chili Palmer or Get Shorty.
Well, and you know what? I guess nobody liked that guy because he never returned.
Yeah, I think that was
the... But yet, wasn't he at our rap party last year?
He was. I think they invited everybody.
Everybody, okay.
Yeah. I mean, they invited actually the girlfriend of the one...
Right, Mark.
Right.
Sanchez or whatever.
But I think that's the only reason he was there.
Okay.
But they... Anyhow, who knows, Mark, what else they dabbled with, who other people over the years that they included for one or two episodes, right?
Yeah. Boy, talk about fast. Eric already replied.
Oh. And everything good?
Yeah, all good. All
Eric,
good.
If you're listening to the show, thanks for responding so quickly. This is business between between our core business, Wild Creations, and one of our clients there. But anyhow, Eric, if you're listening, thanks a lot.
Mm.
All good, though, Mark?
Yeah, all good. And we got another email. See, again, here it is, folks. We're conducting our core business
247, brother.
While we're conducting our radio show. So it looks like we got another potential good thing.
Oh, very good, very good. Back to the birthday wishes.
Yeah, who we got? Who we got?
Has since passed on. She passed away in 1997. Mother Teresa.
How old would she have been?
If she would be 114 today.
114.
Yeah. You know, I think, Mark, over the weekend when we were we'll talk about this later in the show as well, but Mark and I had the pleasure of judging Miss Malibu and Miss Beverly Hills. One of the girls, didn't she say she worked with Mother Teresa?
No, I think it was her mother worked for Teresa.
Because
her mother, who was Mrs. International back in the 80s.
Okay, because I was going to say this was 1997, she passed away, which was 17 years ago.
Yeah.
These beauty contestants, I think, were only between 15 and 18.
Yeah, right.
In any event, Mother Teresa would have been 114 today.
Good heavens.
Also celebrating birthday candles today. This threw me for a loop with this one, but then I had to give it some thought, and it all made sense. Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, what about him?
How it's his birthday?
Okay, it's let's see, 32 or 33.
Yeah, he's 34.
Okay.
But I mean, I know he started off young, but when I saw 34, I'm thinking, gosh,
yeah.
I mean, his career's already came and went, and he's 34.
Yeah, but
and then you
yeah.
compare him with somebody else celebrating a birthday today, Chris Pine from Star Trek.
Right,
he's 34.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
what so a difference in comparison.
I know. I mean, isn't that kind of It's kind of quirky.
It is kind of quirky. Well, again, we don't know Chris Pine more than 5 years
right.
ago, but a lot of us grew up with Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, I think he was eight or so when he started. But
yeah.
I wonder what he's doing these days. Didn't he have like a dead-end marriage? Or
yeah, he did. And then I think he was doing stage in Europe or in London. He went to the theater avenue. And then I think he had some drug problems. And
didn't he have another brother? He had another brother,
yeah,
Kiri.
Right, that's right.
So that was also an Uncle Buck, I think.
Yeah.
And
but you know,
well, happy
we
birthday,
wish him best.
Happy yeah, birthday.
Because I mean, those are a couple of good movies.
So Macaulay Culkin, Chris Pine, 34 today. We saw this young lady last night as we attended the Emmys, which we'll go into a little later as well. Melissa McCarthy.
Oh yeah, great.
44 today.
44. She's always funny. I like her.
Yeah, 44 today. Also celebrating and sharing her birthday wishes today is Oklahoma City Thunder basketball player James Harden.
Oh, okay.
25 today.
Wow.
Boy, these guys start out young. Seems
yeah.
like he's been playing for 5 years, actually.
Right, no kidding.
5 or 6 years, and he could be coming
yeah.
out of college early, but 25 today. David Price, a baseball player, one of the best pitchers out there, celebrating only 29 today.
29?
29 today.
Well, he's getting up there, so another few years and he's retired.
Yeah,
then, right?
That's for sure. And happy birthday wishes to country singer. I don't even know him. Brian Kelly. He's 29 today.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Never heard of him. Sorry, Brian Kelly.
Yeah, he made the list today. So maybe, Mark, one day, one of these days, I could be reading your and I birthday. But actually.
Well, it's coming up. Yeah, it's
our,
2 months.
Does our birthday land in
show?
Our show date,
Let me
though.
Check real quick.
Yeah, check
know.
It out.
It'd be nice if it did, right?
Just anybody that's out there, October 25th is the Harris Brothers' birthday. We both celebrate on the same day.
It's Saturday this year.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's still a couple months away. But
looking forward to it. Looking forward to
are
it.
You?
Well,
are
I
you?
Guess not really. They
yeah.
come and they go. It makes no difference now, right?
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
But that will conclude birthday wishes for today, Mark. So happy
some
birthday.
Good ones. That's some good ones.
I always like listening to the ones of people who have passed away.
And see how old they're going to be.
Yeah, Thomas Edison's 135
yeah,
today. Or
yeah.
you know, Henry Ford would have been 117. Or,
right.
Or Tsar Nicholas would have been. Whatever. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's always a little fun. And then you incorporate somebody that we don't even know, like Brian Kelly. Not Brian Kelly. He's the coach of Notre Dame. Brian Riley. I'm sorry.
We wished the country singer Brian Kelly happy birthday wishes. It's Brian Riley. So
we got the date, the names mixed up.
Yeah, you know my writing, Mark.
Wow,
you can't read it. Sometimes I can't read it.
That's all right.
Yeah,
that's all right. Oh, so, well, it is what it is, right?
Anyhow, busy. We didn't do the show last week. We were in Vegas doing magic. Working that in Vegas is always a pleasure. But
for those who don't know what magic is, it's nothing to do with magic as in Harry
right,
Blackstone
right.
Jr. or Harry Houdini.
It's a convention.
It's a fashion trade show.
But lots been going on the last 2 weeks, Mark. So I don't know if you want to start back from last night or do you want to start back 2 weeks ago?
Well, why don't we start with last night, because it's the biggest night in TV throughout the year. And we were there again for our fourth year, which is the 66th annual Primetime Emmys, held on a nightmarish Monday for the first time in 40 years, as opposed to the Sunday it's always been held on.
What a gas. And for those of you who aren't living in Los Angeles, they were talking about all week how bad the traffic was going to be.
Emmygeddon, they were calling it.
Yeah.
Emmygeddon.
But you know as well as I do, Mark, we had absolutely no problem with the traffic.
We pulled right up, pulled right into the lot, walked out. And
this was the fourth year that we had the opportunity to attend, and I think this was the easiest traffic really. I mean, literally. Right,
we pulled right in. No car. No, and in years past, as you're pulling up, you get your car searched and checked for bombs while you're still on the street on Figueroa. Here, you pull into the lot, and then they do the quick once over. They look at you and they
pop the trunk.
Roll
the back windows down. He was surprised to see you in the back.
It was great because it was cooler than it has been in years past. It was like a comfortable 79
at the start, Mark. But by the time we got to the end of the red carpet, I was dripping.
Yeah,
the back
right.
of my neck.
Right.
Was just
and this was a little different this year as well, because they had the red carpet start in Staples Center. Which, those of you who don't know, Staples Center is directly across the street from the Nokia Theater, which is where they have the Emmys. And they had the red carpet start in Staples Center, and the reason for that is bubbly champagne.
Hey, weren't there supposed to be hors d'oeuvres too?
Yeah, but
nothing.
I think that was all gone too by the time we got there.
And we were there.
Red
carpet opened up at 2:00. I think we were there at 3:30.
Yeah,
and the show didn't start at 5:00.
Right, but they closed the doors like at 4:30.
So we were there at 3:30. Food was gone.
Yeah,
and we were
down to the last couple bottles of champagne when we got there.
And like you said last night, how in the world could that be?
You don't, nothing against the Academy, but you don't have a pre-party like that and not be fully stocked with the champagne. You don't run out of champagne on Emmy's biggest night.
They ran out of the champagne by the time we got there. I think we had one glass. Then we made the move to wine, 2 glasses, I think, each. And then it was gone.
Yeah, we were lucky to get – again, we got there late. The red carpet opened at 2:00, so they're pouring from 2 o'clock. We got there at 3:30, so they had 90 minutes. And you got to say, though, once we got into that pre-party, have you seen so many people before? I mean, the place was bumper-to-bumper people. There was nowhere to walk, nowhere to move, because there were so many people there. So I guess they weren't expecting that huge crowd, and because of that, they ran out of their booze. But we're grateful that we had what we had when we got there. Right?
Yeah, and we did get there early, and it was, I think it was overpopulated when we got there.
Well, again, we didn't get there early. We got there at 3:30, and the doors closed at 4:30,
oh, yeah,
so we got an hour before the doors closed, so that's not early.
Yeah.
But it was great, though. We were at the pre-Emmy bash, which is, again, the first time they've done this. Everybody knows it's the governor's ball after, but they've never had anything before, which was great because we had an opportunity to meet Matt Weiner. He's the creative guy behind the creator of Mad Men, William H. Macy, and his wife. What's his wife's name?
Oh,
from Desperate Housewives?
What the heck is her name?
It's kind of
Felicity. Felicity Husband.
Yeah, right.
And Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo and The Last Bachelor.
Catherine Heigl,
Derek Huff.
And his sister, Juliana Huff.
Right.
Catherine Heigl. Oh, no, not Catherine Heigl. Who was
she? She was there, Catherine Heigl.
Yeah. I couldn't even remember what her name was. So sometimes when you approach people, you don't recall their name.
Ken Howard, who's the president, Shadow, and he's the president of SAG. We saw him. I was going to say something to him.
Couldn't think of his name.
And I didn't want to just go walking up to him and say, you got to have a name when
you
meet somebody,
right? We get in that position every once in a while where we unfortunately can't recall somebody's name.
Yeah.
But that being said, is it okay to just say, hey, how's it going? Big fan.
That's fine. But in Ken Howard's case, you're not going to say a big fan because he's White
Pleasure
Shadow.
To meet you.
Right. But he's the president of the SAG now, so you just want to say, hey, nice to meet you. I don't know. We could have said
something. Boy, he looked serious, too.
He did look serious. Yeah, too serious.
Yeah.
And then we had the great pleasure. I mean, this really made the night last night of meeting Bryan Cranston.
Right.
And not only meeting him, we also got a photo. So that's going to be on our website. And if you follow us in the social media network, you'd already seen it on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter.
Speaking of photos, it seemed like everybody was rushed last night big time, which would be the reason for the lack of photos that we were posting last night. The publicists were carrying them along so quickly.
Yeah.
More than years past.
I think because everybody got there late because they weren't so lucky with the traffic as we were.
Yeah. Some people were riding in by bikes. I think when we pulled up, there was about five people that...
Yeah, one of the riders from Mad Men.
Yeah.
Bike. But I'd like to know, how's he getting home afterwards?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean,
right?
Is he going to ride his bike all the way back to Santa Monica from downtown L.A. in the dark?
Yeah, what about parties? Didn't he want to attend any of the after parties?
See, there he goes. This guy did it all for press. I'm sure then he had another car that came to pick him up, threw the bike in the trunk, and then he's off to the parties.
How about Jimmy Kimmel? He took the train, the subway,
did he really?
The metro rail. Yeah.
From where?
From Hollywood or wherever he lives. There's a picture of him on the train. He and his wife took the Metro. Is it Metro Rail or Metro Link or whatever?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, Metro
LA
Rail.
Subway.
Metro Rail is like the train that takes you out to Lancaster.
I think
Metro
so.
Link, I think, is the
subway.
The
Link, I think, is the one that takes you out in the distances.
Mm.
Yeah.
How come they don't call it Subway here?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Or do they just call it the Metro? Is that what they call it in France?
Yeah, right.
But anyhow, so Jimmy Kimmel took the train.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. A great event. Probably one
he took two trains, actually, to get there.
Probably one of the better Emmys that we've seen in quite some time. It was moving. It was the right people won. It was entertaining. I'm not a big Seth Meyers fan, but I think he did a good job.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that segment that they did in New York City where Seth was with comedian, and they were running up to people asking him random questions. That was funny.
That was, yeah.
That was super funny. Along with the sketch they did with Bryan Cranston.
About the barely legal pawn.
Yeah.
That was great.
They were fantastic.
They fit right into those characters. That's a good actor, and you could just fit into something like
both
that.
Both of them. I mean, they played off each other very, very good. I wonder if they improv the whole thing, because it sure looked like they did. But great show, and it moved along well. And,
Yeah, really good. The pre-party was good. The
red carpet was good.
Red
like you
carpet
said,
was
the
good.
Weather was fine, except for the end. All of a sudden, my back and my neck just started.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just.
Oh, and Fred Armisen, too. We bumped into him in the can.
Yeah.
And he was a nominee last night, too.
Yeah.
Fred Armisen for that Portlandia.
Did he win?
No, he did not.
Have you ever seen that show?
Bits and pieces. I can't make heads or tails out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But you're bumping into people left and right. We bumped into our attorney last night as well at the who was gracious enough to invite us or introduce us to the head of the CAA reality TV show team.
But was that a little bit uncomfortable for you? I mean, introduction.
Yeah.
But then nothing went.
Well, it's tough because we only had a moment, and it was just let me introduce you to. So we had the introduction, all part of networking in this business, which is critical. But it is what it is.
And like I mentioned,
you make the best of it.
Yeah, but I didn't even give a card. I felt awkward to just pop a card out.
Pros and cons of that as well. Should you? Is that overstepping your boundaries? You just met somebody. But in today's world, you really have to promote, market, brand yourself any way you can, any opportunity you can. And, you know, business cards are it.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are.
Hey, guys. I want to introduce you to bloppity blop, bloppity blop, the head of CAA Reality TV.
Great.
Hey, bloppity blop. How are you? Matt Harris, Mark Harris. How goes it? Here's my card, by the way.
Let's set up a meeting.
Yeah,
let's do lunch.
Let's follow up with...
Let's talk.
Well, let's follow up with Tiffany. And say thanks for the introduction.
You know, it's funny with there being 4,000 seats and 4,000 people attending this thing, you always bump into somebody you know?
Yeah.
Even afterwards,
yeah.
We bumped into a couple of our Facebook followers that are in the industry. Who,
and that one photographer that knew us from other
and
events.
John Borman. No, John, he's the head of the Reality Rocks Awards. We met him.
John, is it Bar? Is
it might be, Bar? Yeah. We met him at the pre-party as well. So you're always bumping into somebody you know, and which is
I like
always
that.
Surprises me when it's you got 4,000 people there. You know?
I like that, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've been doing what we've been doing for a long time. We've made a lot of networking
contacts
and so forth. So I'm actually, you know, I'm not really that surprised, but I do enjoy it. I like it.
Yeah, got some great pictures last night on the red carpet. Great pictures with us in front of the Emmy. And
I just wish they would have kept that wine flowing a little longer.
Well, yeah.
I know we went over this before, but like you said earlier,
well, they
gotta have a sponsor.
If they'd have had it, they ran out. That's the reason. I mean, it would have went on till 4:30, but they ran out. That was the problem.
I guess, you know what? I think a lot of people did probably show up earlier.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were encouraging. They wanted people to get there earlier to avoid any traffic jams.
You know, but then again, how much can you drink? You don't want to overdo it when you're going to be sitting in a seat for 3 hours. You don't want to be rushing to the bathroom.
Yep, that's
I guess it worked out well.
Yep.
And it's never enough. You always want more, right?
Hey, let's do a big shout-out again to our sponsor of our show, SteamboatSoapCompany.com and Ranch-Organics.com.
Located in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Best product out there, and I've got their lip balm on right now. I'm wearing their balm.
Oh, is that what the lip balm you said?
Their lip balm,
yeah.
I'm always using their lip balm.
What about their barn balm, Mark?
Barn balm?
Yeah, it comes in a wonderful variety of flavors.
Attractive packaging.
A jelly jar, and it smells great. Doesn't sound
like
a jelly jar.
Getting hungry.
Which consists of whipped body cream.
Wow.
And it's all organic, Mark.
That's crazy stuff.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, thanks again, ranch-organics.com and Steamboat Soap Company for sponsoring the Tastemakers here in this glorious
Tuesday morning.
Yeah. So it was a great time at the Emmys.
Great time at the Emmys, and a crazy way to end a super busy weekend. Prior to doing the Emmys last night, well, I guess a week earlier, we hosted
our own Emmy gifting suite on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills in the penthouse
of the Lux Hotel.
Oh, gosh. Inside was beautiful. We had tents on the outside. We had music. We had alcohol. We had food. I mean, it was a wonderful, an eclectic mix of brands, celebrities, and
from
business
television,
partners.
not just Emmy nominated, from television to film to reality to soaps.
Yeah.
So we ran the gamut, and we even had sports figures. Victor Ortiz from The Expendables
and
3.
Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah,
a great guy. And
so he falls into two categories: film and reality.
Well, Dancing
with
TV,
the Stars. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, three actually: sports, TV, and movies.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So he was the ideal guest at a Wild Creation Celebrity Gifting Suite.
Yeah, so wonderful variety of invited guests that did attend. And like Mark said, on Rodeo Drive, the penthouse of the Lux Hotel, an absolutely beautiful day. Was it a little too hot, though?
Well, I guess it was about 86.
Yeah.
But because, you know, we're constantly moving, we're moving, you get warm when you're constantly on the go like that. But, you know, I don't know about you, but I thought one of the neatest things about our lounge was meeting screen legend Elliot Gould.
Yeah,
you
fantastic.
Know, this guy continues to reinvent himself. 10 years ago, you know, he came back from, he hadn't been seen in 10 years, to do the Ocean movies, Ocean's 11, Ocean 12,
with
Ocean
George
13.
Clooney.
Right. And then just recently, he has reinvented himself again by being on the hit Showtime show, Ray Donovan.
He wasn't on Sunday night, though. I was very surprised, playing Ezra, but he was not on Sunday night.
Yeah.
But like you said, Mark, it was we are big-time Hollywood fans, old-time Hollywood, even though he's from the 60s and 70s.
And I got to say, one of my favorite movies, especially one that he was in, Capricorn 1.
Yep. When you asked him about that, he lit up.
Yeah.
He was very surprised, I think, that you knew about that movie.
Yeah. It didn't get a lot of – well, when it came out in 79, it was 78. Yeah, 78. So it was great, but it was one of my favorite Elliot Gould movies. But it was really a great pleasure meeting the guy. And he was so friendly and hospitable with everybody asking to take pictures and shake his hand. And really nice guy.
Yeah, you know? I liked him. And very friendly.
Yeah.
I mean, quick to take the picture. And then he was the kind of guy that he put his arms around you when you take – you get gauge a lot from a person with how they meet you.
Yeah, and you're right about that. Let's go back to T.O., Terrell Owens, which we met in Vancouver a few months ago. This guy didn't want to touch you. He didn't want to smile.
He didn't even want to be there. And it was a charity event.
So Terrell Owens from us.
Is it Terrell or Terrell?
Terrell, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Two words, up yours. And then you know what? We got a request from him to come to our suite that afternoon.
Yep.
At 12 o'clock, his publicist sent an email saying, can he come by? And we said, sure, absolutely, we'll make room for him. We were already at capacity, but he stiffed us. Why even ask?
What a bunch of shit that is.
You got that right, you know. And he was a jerk in Vancouver, and he was a jerk for asking to come and not coming.
And he's almost nobody now.
Right, he is.
I mean, he had that...
he hasn't played in years.
That
short-lived reality show, the T.O. show.
That nobody watched.
Right. He's a big crybaby.
Yeah.
So, Terrell Owens, go find a long bridge and then jump off it at the end.
Up yours, pal. And don't come and get in asking if you could come to one of our events.
You ain't
again.
Coming back again, T.O. on the next in the T.O. show. Up yours, you jackass.
So there you go. You get some.
Yeah, sorry, we're venting. The Harris brothers are venting. We don't normally vent like that.
No, we don't.
Like Matt was talking about how some of the celebrities are so friendly. They're touching. They're helpful. They take pictures. They're smiling. They want to interact with you. And then you get these jerks like T.O.
Yeah, you feel a certain warmth from them, like Elliot Gould.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's just because he's older and he just appreciates.
Yeah, look at Victor Ortiz. That guy was as friendly as anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
And he came alone. No agent,
no
manager.
No team with him, nothing.
No publicist, no girlfriend, wife, but nothing. And he says he likes rolling that way, so there you go.
Yeah, so it was a great WOW Creations gifting suite on Rodeo Drive during Emmy Week at the Lux Hotel at 360 North Rodeo Drive.
And wasn't Rodeo Drive buzzing like it was?
I have never seen Rodeo Drive like it was that Saturday of our event. Never. Well, like you said, I think it's the second biggest tourist attraction outside of Disneyland in Southern California.
Yeah, and it showed this day.
Unreal.
And it was almost like it was a cruise night because it's two lanes on each side, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, and it was like cruise night. The street was jammed. Ferraris.
Cruise night like anything you've seen before. You don't have the hot rods and the classics.
Right.
You've got Rolls Royce, Ferrari,
Bentleys,
and Jaguars. I mean, it's just a
nice variety. It was almost like a show was being taken place out there.
Yeah. It was something you've never seen before.
Right. I mean, that could even show Rodeo Drive if you twist
it
the right way.
So it was a great event. And I want to just do a quick shout out to some of our brands that were there. I mean, we had 25 brands there, but some of these were really good. At Coreball.com, that's Coreball.com, a great athletic weight. It was a weight, I guess you can call
they
it a weight.
They called it a foldable or retractable type of a medicine ball. That's what they called it.
Great. Beantown.com. Now, that's Beantown. They came out from Boston for this thing. Great name. I think Boston, right?
Yep, Boston.
And hence the name is perfect. Beantown, right?
That's where the name came from. And they brought, I think, a crew of three or four girls with champagne, which they were pouring it all day.
Yeah. Millstone Farms. Now, these guys came down from, I believe, Vancouver. Our friends from the Great White North came down here, and they had some great products. Millstone, MillstoneFarms.com. Thanks for coming down, Linda. It was good seeing you finally. Maui Cookie Lady. Now, these guys have the best cookies made in Hawaii.
Nice presentation, too.
Aloha.
Nice big pink bag.
Yeah. MauiCookieLady.com. Heat Suites. Now, this is a cool thing, too. These guys came a long way to be at our gifting suite as well. So thanks, Lori Mancini, and thanks to the team at Heat Suites for coming down. HeatSuites.com. It's basically spicy jams and jellies, right?
So it's it's jelly heat sweet. So there's sweet jellies, but the heat meaning the hot sauce. Nice presentation. There's a nice box with a nice ribbon around it.
And
heavy.
here's one of my favorite things: a healthy shake. RockinWellness.com. It's a healthy, not a milkshake, but it's a shake. It's a powder. You put in, you make your own shake. It's all these healthy nutrients and healthy protein drinks. And it was fabulous.
It was a huge hit, Mark.
Yeah, everybody loves Rockin' Wellness.
I think I saw some people taking two and three of them.
Yeah, Victor Ortiz is one of them.
Yeah.
And this is great because he's an athletic guy and an athlete, and for him to get it. And so we got to follow up and get a testimonial from the guy and see how he liked it.
Big shout out again to Rockin' Wellness.
Rockin' Wellness, thanks so much. They
rocked the penthouse for sure.
Yeah, they really did.
And did you mention T-Sleeves, Mark?
No, I didn't. I didn't. But T-Sleeves is great. It's what's the website? It's TEASleeves.com.
In fact, I got one right here.
Mm-hmm.
T-Sleeve.
What's the website?
Bear with me here for just a second.
Yeah, it's a cool thing.
The letter T as in Tom, S-L-E-E, V as in Victor, E.com. It's a tea bag pouch and squeezer. Place a tea bag and sweetener packets inside. Close and you're good to go.
Right.
And the good thing is, Mark, 10% of the net profits go to help foster children.
See, I like that. I like that a lot.
Get out there and get your tea sleeve.
Yeah. Instanot, Gary's Teas, Gone Crackers. I mean, Nathan, thanks for participating with the gifting suite. Everybody loved your product. Radar Watches.
Oh, and I like that. Back to Nathan. It's the Cottage Kitchen.
CottageKitchen.com.
The big box. Every invited guest to a celebrity event or gifting suite, they like as much as they can get, but they like it better when it's bigger or the presentation is nice. And Cottage Kitchen, remember, it had that
big
box.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't get one. Did you get yours?
I think I did. Yeah, was it in that black box?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get mine.
What can I say, pal? Always got to take some off the top. You know that from our business. Since 2004, we've been doing that.
And what happened to my flatliner? Did you mention ISO Beauty? Because they were giving out those 250.
I didn't get a chance to. ISOBeauty.com. They were giving out $250 flat irons.
And I had mine stolen.
Dang.
How about that?
Well, also, we had somebody, a member from the press, had their whole gift bag taken from them.
Is this crazy or what?
I guess we got to double up our security in our next event, right?
You're not kidding.
No kidding. Here we go again. The lengths people will go through to get...
It's never enough.
A gift bag.
Yeah.
You know?
It's never enough.
No.
I mean...
Oh, and also, I want to thank Tito's Vodka. Tito's is a Austin-based vodka company made here in the good old USA, Austin, Texas.
I don't think you see a lot of that vodka made here in the States.
No, you don't. But Tito's is great. We met Tito's and the team. We were in the Kentucky Derby in May in Louisville, and we have since increased our partnership with them, and we are involved with them, and we were involved with them in our Emmy event. We've got something else going down the pipe with them. So Tito'sVodka.com, you've got to try this stuff. It's the best vodka in America.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good Any stuff. Other brands to thank, Mark?
Well, there's just too many, but I just wanted to highlight those particular ones because they did the extra effort. Some of these guys have been with us for a couple of years, but the show is not long enough to cover everybody.
Yeah, so fantastic. Thank you to all those sponsors who participated. All the invited guests are happy to have them. We attended the Emmys last night, did a couple other things this weekend. One thing we didn't do, we'll just tap on really quick, MTV Awards. Did you happen to see them? They went on Sunday night from the Fabulous Forum.
Yeah, we were judging Miss Malibu and Miss Beverly Hills at the Los Santa Monica Beach Hotel. So we didn't get home until much later and missed it. But I TiVo'd it. But now I'm even thinking, I don't even know if I'm going to watch it.
You know, if you don't, something like that, these award shows, you know, you could TiVo Ray Donovan and watch it a week later. But if it's an award show, if you don't watch it within 12 to 24 hours.
It's irrelevant.
So. That took place on Sunday, and I saw it on our TiVo last night when we finally got home. I'm cruising to see what I got, and I saw it, and I thought, geez, it's already a day late. Do I still want to see this?
Yeah.
So, but what I did see from, like, the highlights of the night before or Monday morning, it just didn't look like it had enough pizzazz for me. You know?
I agree. I mean,
the red carpet was huge. This is the first event that has taken place at the Fabulous Forum, award show that has taken place at the Fabulous Forum since it reopened a year ago.
Yeah.
And they've been asked for many, many different events and award shows to host for the Fabulous Forum, but they waited for this one. But
I like how they had the red carpet area set up. It was set up to look like the Forum.
The Forum, yeah.
Which was clever.
Yeah, and it was huge, too. It was very wide,
but
there was no shade, and everybody was complaining about how they were smoking hot.
They
were dripping. It was a hot day on Sunday.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But, so I don't know who won. I don't know who was nominated. I don't know. Was there a host?
I don't think there was.
Hmm.
Yeah. But anyhow, Sunday was busy for us because it started early, and then we were judging Miss Malibu, USA, and Miss Beverly Hills, USA.
Together.
At the
beautiful Lowe's Hotel Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Beachfront property.
Yeah.
Beautiful hotel, gorgeous, and we started the day with lunch.
Which was great. We had Kobe. I hate when you have too many choices.
Yeah.
And you don't know what to get. And then you see something you want to get, but then you think, that's probably not going to be filling enough, because we knew we had a long day ahead of us of judging.
You got to have something that's going to stick to your bones.
I wanted to pack it in. So then I saw Kobe sliders and chicken noodle soup. I thought, that's what I want.
I was eyeing the beachcomber salad, which was...
Like I'm saying,
crab stuff with avocado.
I wanted to get that too. Didn't think it was going to be filling enough, but one of my fellow judges from OK Magazine, she did get it, and it was stuffed with the crab.
Now I think three or four people got it altogether. I think there was 12 of us at the table.
Yeah,
10 judges altogether.
Yeah,
one director and somebody else. But in any event, I think four or five people had that. But I started off with the tomato bisque was absolutely fantastic with a side of grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah,
fantastic. And then followed that up with the Kobe sliders.
Yeah,
but that was a great event, a great day. We're back to what we like doing.
Yeah,
judging beauty pageants.
Yeah, and the great thing about this is. This was more of a local. We've never done a local city chapter before. We've always done the statewide chapters.
Yep.
But the great thing about this is those big ones like California, you've got 200, 400 people, or girls. We had 40, I think, altogether to judge, right?
Total between Malibu and Beverly Hills. Hard to believe that the number was so small. But I do, even though it was a small number, the show still took over 3 hours to play through. But a wonderful event. And one of our fellow judges was Gretchen Rossi from
Housewives of Orange County.
Very, very nice, beautiful young woman, very friendly. And she came up with her fiancé, soon-to-be husband, Slade Smiley, who was in like
his last name is Smiley?
Yes.
Slade Smiley?
Slade Smiley,
my gosh.
Now, we've met him at a couple of our events. A very nice guy.
Friendly guy.
Interesting name. But the more interesting thing about him was he was on season one. Now, granted, they're into season nine of Housewives of Orange County. He was in season one and two. He was dating one of the other housewives who actually wasn't a housewife, which I didn't quite understand that. But he was dating her. I forgot what her name was. And he left the show after she did. And then three seasons later, he comes back and he's dating Gretchen, which is kind of interesting.
Wow.
That he's been with two of the housewives.
Yeah.
And actually, here we go again. Neither one of those are housewives, Mark. Gretchen's not a housewife.
Oh, really?
Right. She's not married when she first came on.
Oh, when she first came in, yeah. She wasn't?
No. And just like the first one.
I forget about her background. She lived in La Crescenta.
Yeah, and but started what was real estate.
Oh, real estate. That's it. Okay.
And that's how the executives.
You just never know. Well, look at us, Matt, how we ended up being on Storage Wars.
It's quirky.
You just don't really have to have anything to do with any particular business or industry. And anyhow, just to get off the subject real quick, Matt, I wanted to do a quick shout out to one of our new friends up in Canada.
Okay.
Berry Honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just came on board, I believe.
Just about. That's Berry, Berry, honey.com. Now, these guys are famous for making some of the best, they make the honey, but naturally we know the bees make the honey.
Sure.
But this is, I don't know about you, on my chicken and my biscuits, I got to have honey on my chicken and my biscuits.
Oh, I like it on my biscuits, but not on my honey. I mean, I'm
chicken?
Sorry. Biscuits, but not on chicken.
Oh, when you go to the Colonel, you got to put the honey on there. But anyhow, Berry Honey, based in Canada. We hope to see him at our Canadian Country Music Awards Gifting Suite next week. So I just wanted to do a quick shout out to berryhoney.com.
You know, usually, Mark, we could say we love the stuff we've tasted, but unfortunately, we haven't had the pleasure to do so as of yet. So hopefully, we'll be able to do so within the next 10 days.
So hopefully, Sam and Sandra Thiessen, we will see you. Well, we won't see you because you can't make it, but your reps will be there. But we hope to have
see you involved.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Sam and Sandra Thiessen of Berry Honey.
Berry Honey.
Yeah. Cool. Right.
Yeah. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. So back to the Miss.
We're talking about the housewives, Gretchen, and there was another one housewife who just came on. Do you recall her name? I mean,
Orange County chapter. No, I don't.
We met her at the red carpet for the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier this year, because she was a former Miss Kentucky.
Hmm.
I think that's why she was there, and we met her husband too. But small world. You know, he approached us and said he remembered us, and blah 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 blah. But so there was two housewives. There was two Harris brothers. There was two Orange County housewives
lunching outside poolside. Overlooking the ocean.
And another beautiful Southern California afternoon.
Yeah. So then after we had our lunch, we went to do the initial portion of the evening, the afternoon, which was the questions. The most important thing is the questions you got to ask these girls. Dang it, that's one thing I forgot I wanted to do. They gave us that list of 25 or 30 questions.
Yeah.
I wanted to take that with me when we left so I could
have it. I did take it because I need to be prepared for the – because sometimes, you know, you just
– make me a copy. I need that for myself.
When you're working with these pageants, one of the things, in addition to the formal evening gown and the swimsuit, there is the interview process, which a lot of people don't know even exists. That's the most time-consuming process of the whole pageant, where you actually have to meet and greet all the contestants, and you have to interview them and ask them questions. For the pageant over the weekend, where we had a small number of 40, for Miss Maryland, Miss New York, and Miss California, it's usually between 200 and 400. So could you imagine having to ask all these girls questions?
Yeah, right.
You can't ask the same question all the time.
I have my standard ones, and you know what? I was going to ask our mentor, Ray Piano, if he could get me a list last week, and I forgot about it, but now since you've got it, I'm going to have to get it.
And it's a good one, too, they provided us with, Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just an idea, because like I said, when you're interviewing 200 to 400 girls, you got to be a little creative, and you have to. So this was a definite healthy guideline. I'm surprised you didn't.
I meant to. I was going to. That was my plan. But then I
did.
I forgot.
So we could. We'll share that. But it's a great event and fun event.
Yeah, and I guess also it made it really great. You know, anything to do with the beach and then Miss Malibu. And we're at the Low Santa Monica
Malibu,
Beach Hotel,
Beverly Hills, and how about some beauties?
Yeah, there's some really nice ones. But again, it's a beauty pageant, so to be there, you've got to be a beauty. But come to think of it, now I can't believe I don't even have in my notes who won both of the events. You know, I don't have it down to say like Jane Doe won. Miss Congratulations for that.
Savannah Hudson
won Miss
Beverly Hills.
Right.
Okay, so there's one. And the other one, I don't know, but one of the winners was the daughter of Rico Suave from the 90s. What was his name? Do you remember his name?
No.
I want to think. It was Geraldo. Gerardo.
Gerardo.
I forget the last name. But
okay.
Gerardo, who was big in the early 90s, the one-hit wonder with
Rico Suave.
Rico Suave. They have a reality show coming on in January,
which is
going to
be kind of like the Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
You know, they were both on, the family was on Celebrity Wife Swap, I guess, about a year ago.
I didn't see that. You saw that, though, right?
Yeah. Ran the rerun again last week. They're always running reruns on Lifetime.
Did you see it last week?
Bits and pieces of it,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But Suave, he's
never
one of these
shirt, right?
No, and he's one of these guys. He doesn't like to do anything at home. He wants the wife and the kids do the cleaning, the laundry, food, feed me, whatever. And he's all into
That's
religion.
Like our buddy Raul.
Yeah,
Hispanic.
He's all into religion.
Yeah.
He's all into religion.
He's all into religion.
He's a pastor or something.
And he doesn't wear a shirt. Does he not wear shoes too?
I don't know about the shoes.
Okay, so he's a pastor. So in any event, so how do they? Well, here we go again with reality TV.
How do they get to come to him for Celebrity Wife Swap? But then if you see Celebrity Wife Swap, you see it's like a Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Where do they get these people?
Yeah.
Our buddy Daniel Baldwin was on Celebrity Wife Swap. He came to our gifting suite last week. And again,
Mark is our buddy. We met him last week.
Another
swell
great guy.
Swell guy, yeah.
Yeah. So, and by the way, we were talking about the Baldwins. Did you see Daniel or Alec Baldwin
yes,
at the.
Catching that ball at the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
How about wearing
he
a
He goes
tie?
In a suit?
I know. How about wearing a suit and tie?
And it was hot.
Yeah.
He's out there wearing a suit and tie.
Yeah. How about that, right?
It's one thing being, you dress really nice, but not at a tennis match, I don't think, right?
I mean, he's got a reputation. He could wear a polo shirt, put a Yankee cap on, or a Mets cap,
jeans,
or whoever.
Tennis shoes,
yeah, I saw that and I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
It just seemed.
Maybe he was going to a business meeting right afterwards. And
right afterwards, huh?
You never know.
Possibly, but
let's do a big shout out to our sponsor again,
Steamboat Soap Company and Ranch-Organics.com.
Best lotions, potions, soaps, and
bombs
out there.
Jelly
so,
jars, smells good, looks good, sounds good.
Based in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful in itself.
Yeah, it sure is. But
so everybody, go to your website or go to your Anthropology.
Go to your website.
Go to your computers. Find the website, ranch-organics.com, and go get the product.
You know, yeah, go out and get that. And in any event, another thing we did this weekend, Mark, which was like the weekend that didn't stop, we started the weekend judging the Worldwide Talent Show.
Worldwide Talent Search.
Worldwide Talent Search.
When you say Worldwide Talent Show, that sounds kind of cheesy.
Doesn't
it? If you remember the old Ed McMahon show, Star Search, it's similar to that, but it's the Worldwide Talent Search.
17th year this has been around, Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and
we were
judging.
We were invited to be judged, along with a bunch of other
Casting
Hills
directors,
and Los Angeles
production
talent agencies, And there we were, sitting with all the rest of these talent agencies.
Well, you know, we can pick talent. I mean, we can pick junk in the storage. You know, we can surely pick talent, no doubt about
that.
And
we pick beauty talent, that's for sure. But some of this talent, though, Mark, I got to say... definitely the ones that sung, none of them really had the voice.
And what about the ones that acted? They couldn't remember their lines.
You're absolutely right. It was a combination of modeling. They were looking for models. They were looking for singers. They were looking for actors, dancers as well. The dancers, 17th year, Mark, again, I would assume this is, you know, people are coming in all across the country for this event. I'd like to say across
Possibly
the world.
Around, I think it was around the world. There were some Asians there that seemed like they could barely speak English.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. But again,
hence the name, Worldwide Talent Search.
Some of a couple of these people couldn't even remember their lines, very brief lines. So how could you be attempting to be an actor, participating in a show like this, and not remembering your lines?
That's a good question.
I wouldn't say it happened a lot, but at least three or four people, wouldn't you say, Mark?
Yeah, at least. So, who knows?
Yeah, but kind of embarrassing to at some point. Would you say?
Yeah, absolutely, no doubt about that. But you know, these people are out there trying to live their dream, right?
Yeah.
And they were out there doing what they thought was
got to do it, right?
You
if
know,
not now,
good stuff.
If not now, when? If not me, who? So,
right.
I give anybody credit who wants to at least try to do it.
Yeah,
embarrassing.
A
at
lot
some
of people
point.
Would never even get up there on the stage
and
do
how,
something like that.
And
right?
how about you're right?
Yeah.
So kudos to them.
Yep. Kudos to them.
I mean, there was a woman. There was an African American woman who looked like she was in her late 40s. or early 50s. She looked very shy and almost really super nervous to be there. And she was like saying how she felt great being able to walk walk the runway, and how more people her age should be a little more bold and get out there. She was a recovering cancer survivor.
Right.
So kudos to her. Yeah. Her acting ability was certainly not there, but she was making a go of it. And how about this? When we're having our lunch, one of the performers who was singing with a guitar, out of nowhere, he just walks into the lunch, which was just for the judges and the agencies and so forth, puts down a chair and starts singing, starts plugging along his guitar.
Yeah.
So kudos to him.
Yeah.
See, he was going out of the box trying to make an impact and, showcase his talent.
Right.
He's one that looked like Steve Buscemi.
Right.
Yeah. So, but interesting event took place downtown.
Yeah.
At a beautiful hotel.
Lunch was provided.
Yeah, it was a double hotel.
I like when, like we were saying before, we like when lunch is provided, and we like when booze is provided.
Yeah,
and both were provided.
Yeah, lunch was good, and the bottles of booze started being poured at random, which makes everything
better.
Always better.
Yeah. And the bad acts didn't look as bad once you've had a couple of shots inside of you.
Yeah. So that was another event. So it was a crazy, super hectic, busy weekend, from the Worldwide Talent Search to the Miss
Malibu
to the Emmys, and
to our Emmy gifting suite,
and then during the show,
and then
today,
after the Emmy gifting suite, went to the burn notice party at the 1010 building in downtown Los Angeles.
Now that
was fantastic.
Was a great party, Mark, because it had all the key ingredients and components that we look for, which are
great food,
yes,
plenty of free booze,
yes,
a great view,
yes,
celebrity talent there,
yes,
dessert,
yes, and a media wall,
music, a media wall,
the
and music. They had some great music playing.
Yeah, the DJ was spinning.
Yeah,
yeah, this was a downtown rooftop
1010 Wilshire Boulevard,
yeah.
And this was for the show Burn Notice on USA. And it was their, I guess it was a rap party or whatever it was. And there must have been 100 people at this thing, right?
I think there was more than that, Mark.
Yeah.
And we were able to, they weren't giving out cigars, but we
chocolate
had
chocolate cigars.
They gave out chocolate cigars, but Mark and I always travel with our own cigars. So we did designate an area that we were able to smoke. And we met some people like from Motown. And that guy was off the charts. He was a little bit on the looped side.
Yeah, and we haven't heard back from him.
Yeah.
Give me the card. Let me give you the cards. I hate when these people ask for the cards and you never hear from them again.
Yeah. Or how about when everybody's asking for a card and then you ask for theirs and they don't have one?
Yeah, don't you hate that?
Yeah, but hell of a party.
Yeah.
So that was, and that was after a long day hosting our suite.
Right. So we went directly there after our suite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A wonderful evening too, and overlooking the downtown skyline.
Beautiful downtown LA skyline.
Things like this, parties like this, I mean, you have a hard time leaving.
Yeah.
But it was, like I said, it was a long day.
Long day, long night. We'd eat and drink all we can. The hors d'oeuvres were great. The appetizers were great. I mean, I love a cheese platter.
And there was a media wall too, which we always like.
And those potato balls they had. Oh, hey, I must have had 10 of those things.
Those were fantastic.
Yeah.
And
I bet you they were from Porto's. You know, I wonder if they did the catering.
Could
or
be.
If they got because the company is based in Glendale,
right?
And Porto's Bakery is in Glendale, and those potato balls were just—they tasted like Porto's.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Overall, just wonderful way to end.
I just want to do a quick plug for all our social media contacts here, so people can follow us and listen to us. Our core business is wowcreationsmedia.com. You go there, you can see some great pictures of our events. You can see what the events we've got coming up, and stay tuned as to what we are and who we are and what we've been doing since 2004. We also want you to friend us on Facebook, facebook.com/wowcreations. I mean, this is the best way to see what we're doing, when we're doing it, where we're doing it, 24/7, 365. So we're on the Facebook, and we're also on Twitter. You know, we're constantly Twittering or tweeting. Matt or I, we're constantly getting the word out there on Twitter. So follow us on Twitter, which is twitter.com/wowhollywood. Also, Instagram. We're doing the Instagram a lot more than we used to, because Instagram is pretty darn cool.
Yep.
So, follow us on the Instagram. We're also on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a big business social media site. It's not as social as the other sites. It's more of a business thing. But LinkedIn, we're Wow Hollywood at LinkedIn. And Flickr, if you want to see all our pictures from events we've done going back 5-6 years, go to Flickr.com. And also, hard to believe, MySpace. You got MySpace? Go to MySpace. We're there, right?
It doesn't – what's his name on that now? Justin Timberlake.
He
bought it for like a song and a – It was like worth $400 million years back, and I think he bought it for $10 million.
And here you could listen to us here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time at latalkradio.com. We are the Tastemakers. And I guess, when are we up again, Matt, on Storage Wars?
Next Tuesday. It's the Oysters in the Half Shell episode.
Next Tuesday.
Is that our first one?
No, that's not the kook, the kook,
okay,
the whatever.
Which Oysters in the Half Shell? Which one was that?
You know, I don't even know. But that being said, which is the, what's the name of the first one that we found the jacket in?
The, well, isn't that
Star
the kook,
Wars jacket?
The kook, the
no,
chief? And
that's
the
one that we first are in as bitters. But the one that we found the jacket that we got appraised at the Star
down.
Wars
I've
jacket.
I've got them
you know
all
what
on
TV.
No, I've got them all on TV. I'll
even
check
that one
out.
Where
yeah.
we found the jacket where we appraised the
oh,
jacket.
Oh, you right. You know what? I don't have that one.
That's the one that I'm trying to figure out what the name of that one is.
Damn, easy enough to find out. Google it, right?
I guess, yeah.
I guess.
And you could also find us on IMDb. We each have our own IMDb account at IMDb.com.
Might be a little stretch to get there, though. I know there's a lot of Matt Harris's out
you
there.
You find
Mark
Harris and go Mark Harris Storage Wars, and then you'll find my IMDb account, so you can find us there. So we've got Storage Wars happening next week. We didn't get a chance to touch base on our next event we're doing next week in Edmonton, but we'll talk about that in detail next
Tuesday. Yeah, we're 9 days away. It's supposed to be kind of chilly there, too, Mark. I think it's going to be 65 with a slight drizzle on Thursday.
Wow, is that right?
So we're going from almost 90s to SoCal to 60s and drizzle north of the border.
So that's our next event. And, again, when we're back here in the studio next Tuesday, we'll give you details on what's going on at that event, which is always – it's always great to go to Edmonton.
Love it. Not as much as Toronto, but I love it.
Yeah.
Much better than Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Or Saskatoon.
So always a lot going on here with Wild Creations. WildCreationsMedia.com. And if you want to send us an email, send it to WildCreationsMedia@gmail.com or WildCreationsMedia@yahoo.com? Yeah.
And I think that will do it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you next Tuesday at 11 o'clock. On the radio. Until then, adios, au revoir, and
ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.